Welcome to this audio presentation of Choose My PCC, candidates for the Cleveland Police Force area. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your police and crime commissioner. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. The contents. The contents have been track indexed for ease of navigation. Track 2. About police and crime commissioners. Track 3, Barry Cooper, Independent. Track 4, Christopher Ian Jones, Liberal Democrats. Track 5, Matthew Stephen Story, Labour Party. Track 6, Steve Turner, Conservative Candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Track 7, Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Cleveland. Track 2. About police and crime commissioners. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your police and crime commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and hold the police to account. Elections will be taking place in England and Wales, in London, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. There will be elections at the same time for mayors who exercise PCC functions. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. 39 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 are also responsible for overseeing the Fire and Rescue Authority for their area and are called Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCC. These PFCCs are found in Essex, Staffordshire, North Yorkshire and Northamptonshire. There will also be 3 mayors with PCC functions elected in London, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. PCCs are elected by you and aim to cut crime and hold the force to account on behalf of the public. PCCs bring a public voice to policing and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set the policing priorities for the area and consulting on their police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives and, if necessary, dismissing them. Work with others. PCCs, PFCCs, and mayors who exercise PCC functions also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. The PCC, PFCC or mayor who exercises PCC functions does not run the police force or fire service. Chief constables and chief fire officers are operationally independent and they are responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the Police and Crime Commissioner. PCCs, PFCCs and mayors who exercise PCC functions are single, directly elected individuals, ensuring the public are protected, providing greater opportunities for collaboration and more effective scrutiny of public services. They ensure that there is an effective policing contribution to national partnership arrangements to protect the public from other national and cross-boundary threats. Represent the entire community. PCCs, PFCCs and combined authority mayors who exercise PCC functions are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Cleveland Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0808 196 2170. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. In this election, you can vote for a first and second preference of who you want to win. For more information about your vote and other elections taking place on the 6th of May, visit www.electoralcommission.org.uk/i-am-a/voter. Track 3. Barry Cooper, Independent. Election Statement. I, Barry Cooper, residing in the Cleveland Police Area, ask you, the residents of Cleveland, to elect me as your Police and Crime Commissioner. I am not tied to any political party. I am independent, and as such, promise to put your needs and the needs of Cleveland Police first, without fear or favour. Our constables take an oath to do their duty with fairness, integrity, diligence, and impartiality, upholding human rights and according equal respect to all people. I share those beliefs, having been a constable for 30 years, during which time I joined the Royal Military Police Reserves. I retired from policing in 2003 with a Long Service and Good Conduct Medal. I then became the senior team leader within the Out of Hours Doctors Service, helping to ensure doctors arrive safely at patients' homes. I volunteered with Cleveland Police Cadets. I am currently an independent ward councillor in Middlesbrough, Armed Forces Champion, a member of the Police and Crime Commissioners Scrutiny Panel, and the Social Secretary for the Cleveland Branch of the National Association of Retired Police Officers, so I am up to date with police matters in Cleveland. I understand how people can feel estranged from our constables, with Hartlepool not having its own custody suite, public desks being closed at Billingham, Thornaby, Coolby, Newham, Eston, South Bank, Redcar Town, Guysborough, Saltburn and Loftus. I also understand our chief constable's difficult decisions on how and where the police funds should be spent to get the best results for our people. I will listen to your concerns and suggestions regarding how we work together to improve our police-public relations. Prepared by B. Cooper, Election Agent for B. Cooper of 68 Heseldon Avenue, Middlesbrough, TS5 8RQ. Contact details, mobile 07578-035-707. Track 4. Christopher Ian Jones, Liberal Democrats. Election Statement. I have wide experience at work and as a councillor, making me highly qualified to be your PCC. I am a member of the Scrutiny Panels for Police and Crime and for the Tees Valley Combined Authority, so I am fully conversant with policing in Cleveland and any interaction with local government. I have managed large teams and million-pound budgets for a major social housing company, so understand how large organisations operate. My robust police and crime plan aims to take Cleveland into the top group of UK forces within 5 years. Rebuilding will take time, but the following measures would give a solid foundation. Establishing, as a priority, policing at the heart of communities through a visible police presence. The force must work smarter to ensure more time is spent policing on the street. Developing a closer partnership within the criminal justice system, including the probation service, prisons, healthcare professionals, and charities. Focusing on the treatment of drug use instead of principally on punishment to reduce drug-related crime. Ensuring that the identification of, responding to, and safeguarding of vulnerable children is a priority. investing in youth services to tackle a major cause of crime on a long-term basis, introducing a public health approach to the problem of youth violence, identifying and treating risk factors, not just focusing on the end result, working with victim support groups to deliver the best possible support for victims, making the force more responsive to mental health issues by establishing better contact with external mental health organisations, improving and properly funding the supervision of offenders in the community to reduce reoffending. Honesty and transparency would be paramount in all my activities. Prepared by G Kidd, election agent for C Jones, both of 22 The Grove, Guysborough, TS14, 8BG. Contact details. Facebook page. Vote for Chris Jones on 6th of May. Track 5. Matthew Stephen Story, Labour Party. Election statement. My name is Matthew Story, and I am Labour's candidate for Police and Crime Commissioner. I grew up in Stockton and now live in Middlesbrough with my wife and young family. I have dedicated the whole of my working life to public service. Throughout the pandemic, I have been part of a team that regularly delivers essential items to people across Teesside. It has been amazing to see how our communities have come together to support each other. Since 2010, the Conservatives have cut tens of millions from the budget of Cleveland Police, leading to the loss of over 500 police officers and 50 PCSOs. We cannot trust those who reduced our police force to improve our police force. These cuts have made our communities less safe. My plan for Cleveland Police has been put together by listening to your priorities. As your Police and Crime Commissioner, I will ensure every ward has a named community police officer as your point of contact. Reopen the cells at Hartlepool Police Station. Utilise new technology to tackle crime and vandalism, for example, drones on Eston Hills. Introduce a violent crime reduction unit to tackle violent crime and knife crime. Prioritise tackling domestic violence and violence against women and girls. Appoint a BAME advisory panel to focus on community cohesion and integration. No one can hide away from the fact that the force has often made the headlines for the wrong reasons in recent times. The people of Cleveland deserve a police force that they trust to serve and protect them. Cleveland Police need a fresh start, and under my new leadership, it will be the excellent police force that you deserve. Prepared by Paul Rowling on behalf of Matthew Story, both at 5 Avil Grove, Stockton-on-Tees, TS17 0FX. Contact details. Matt Figure 4, Cleveland PCC at outlook.com. Facebook at Matt4PCC. Track 6. Steve Turner, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Election statement. Things have to change at Cleveland Police, and this is our chance. I'm running as your Conservative candidate in the upcoming Cleveland Police and Crime Commissioner elections on the 6th of May. Our region is on the cusp of a bright and prosperous future. We cannot allow crime to put that at risk. Without strong leadership, that's what we face. I'm campaigning to do things better. The government is recruiting extra police officers. Cleveland has already recruited 159, and there's more to come. As your PCC, I'll work with government to get the best deal and set out a plan to cut crime and restore pride in Cleveland Police. I will put more officers on the beat and make sure they have the extra resources to catch criminals. Take tough action to put an end to drug dealing and gang intimidation. Crack down on the blight of antisocial behaviour and make sure repeat offenders work to improve areas as part of their rehab. Better support for victims. Support groups need resources to help victims recover. Prevent and reduce knife and violent crime by increasing stop and search and improving education for young people. increasing the use of drones, tagging and technology to detect and deter crime. With this plan, we can make the improvements that Cleveland Police needs. I believe this is the best way to get Cleveland Police back on track, cut crime, and keep residents safe. This is how we put the pride back into Cleveland Police. Prepared by Mrs. Diane Clark on behalf of Steve Turner, both at 11 Rectory Lane, Guysborough, TS14 7DJ. Contact details, email steve@steve-turner.org.uk, telephone 07792 661 771, website www.steve-turner.org.uk. Track 7. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Cleveland. This booklet contains more information about those candidates where provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Cleveland. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Cleveland on the 6th of May 2021. The candidates standing in that election alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Cooper, Barry, Independent; Jones, Christopher, Ian, Liberal Democrats; Story, Matthew, Stephen, Labour Party; Turner, Steve, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. I can be contacted at Julie Danks, Stockton-on-Tees Borough Council, Municipal Buildings, Church Road, Stockton-on-Tees, TS18 1LD. Email julie.danks@stockton.gov.uk. Phone number 01642 527 007. Website https://www.stockton.gov.uk/our-council/elections-and-voting/elections-and-past-results/police-and-crime-commissioner-election/. The print version of this booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with it, please recycle it. This is published by the Minister for the Cabinet Office, 70 Whitehall, London, SW1A 2AS. That brings us to the end of this audio presentation of Choose My PCC.